just how are things going? Just kind of getting yourself kind of acclimated with this.
It's going great.
What are the what are the biggest challenges to kind of get yourself on the same page with the rest of that line?
I wouldn't say that there are any challenges. It's just going to take time.
You feel like is today a day where it seemed like the offense came together, there was more movement, you guys were able to get some things done maybe compared to some of the other days?
I feel like the offense has been coming together every day.
What are you most impressed with by some of those other guys that you worked with on that?
A lot of athleticism.
Is that why you think they brought you here? They see a guy that fits with the rest of them with athleticism-wise?
Yeah.
What do you think your greatest assets in that regard are?
Power.
Upper body power, lower body.
Both the strength, power.
What do you see from the other side, that defensive line you guys are going up against? Is that a good group athlete?
Yeah, good aggression, good athleticism, good power.
How does that help you guys to go up against that group?
You see it every day. It's going to make you better, You get used to it, consistency.
I was just talking to Mike Tyson. He was saying that between you and Rodney and Gabe, that he doesn't think he's ever coached a group of interior linemen that have as much talent and potential. Do you really see that you guys can kind of impose will, and are you excited about what the three of you can do together?
Definitely. They're strong guys. They're athletic. They have a lot of attitude. They don't like to get beat. So anytime you have that, you're not going to get beat often. So it's good.
What's it like working next to Rodney? Seems like he's a really smart, kind of cerebral player.
Yeah, he's very intelligent. And on top of that, he can play. He has athletic ability. So on top of just being an intelligent player, he can also play back. So that's good.
What have your impressions been of Mike Tice as a line coach?
He played like 14 years, so he has a lot of experience. And he's a lot more realistic. He knows exactly what he's talking about when he's coaching steps and hand placement and stuff like that. So it's good to play for a coach that's been there and done that. So it's good. It's great.
Good to have him out of the golf cart?
Yeah. It's good that he's walking around, limping around. Now he's one of the guys again, so it's good.
When you came here, did you kind of see this as a team that was on the cusp?
Yeah.
Maybe doing something great?
Yeah, definitely a young team. Definitely a team that has a lot of talent. So I'm a young guy myself, so it's good to be a part of it, jump in there and be a part of something.
I know you probably don't go up against him, but, watching Khalil Mack, what is it about him that makes him so special?
I would definitely say athleticism and power, rare combination, ability to be flexible and bend around players and also be explosive at the same time. We've only ever seen one player like that, and that's Juan, so he's in rare air. He's good.